Frank McGlynn's joining me here. I suppose I'll send to Neil Gallagher, the greatest year in his life with Glen Swilly, winning the championship, and then Sam coming to Glen Swilly and now getting an All-Star. I suppose Glenfinn didn't win the championship, but for the club and for yourself, a tremendous honour to win an All-Ireland, but to win an All-Star as well, Frank. Fantastic.
That is, it's unbelievable, you know, to think there's an All-Star going back to the club like Glenfinn, you know, and the people of Glenfinn and family and friends will take a great sense of pride out of it, and I'm proud myself to bring it back to the club itself.
And to be named in the last three along with your two teammates for the Player of the Year, and I know the Star newspaper gave you the Player of the Year, Frank, it's just been a phenomenal year for you.
Yeah, even to be up at an event like this, you know, and receiving an All-Star and plus being nominated for Player of the Year, you know, it is something unbelievable, and it was probably unbelievable even as short as 2 years ago, so it's been a massive progression from 2 years ago.
Yeah, interesting year for you, because I think the whole idea of bringing you out from cornerback, where you played so well, to wingback, started down in Mayo in a challenge match, if my memory serves me right, when Donegal were in a wee bit of bother and they took you out, and it seemed like a good idea at the time.
It did. It was probably down Swinford and opening a pitch, and cornerback the first half didn't really go well for the whole team, and even the second half then we came back into the game, and I really enjoyed it, as I do with my club, playing wing half back, and things seemed to spiral on, and went into the Cavan game in Breffni Park, and you know, got forward against Cavan and done well, and it seemed to roll on from there.
Yeah, and a goal in Ulster final, another highlight of the year for you.
I said it doesn't get much better than scoring a goal in Clonus, and you know, in the second half against Down, it was a pretty important goal too at that time, you know, to open up a 6-point lead, and we never looked back after
finished
that.
The game as a contest, really.
It did, really, you know, and we were more or less waiting for the final whistle after that, you know, so it's just glad to be part of something like that.
Yeah, and not satisfied with that, a point off your left foot against Cork and a point off your right foot in the final against Mayo. I mean, I tend to get excited when I'm commentating watching you, Frank McGlynn, because it really is something to see a defender coming up. But I mean, I suppose that's a part of the way Frank McGlynn plays, but more importantly, I suppose you'd say the way Donegal play.
Yeah, it's it. We were encouraged to get forward as much as possible, you know, and with the way we play, the forwards help us out as defenders, you know, and make our job easier. So it's only fitting that we can get forward and, you know, and chip on the scoreboard as well.
Yeah. And bringing Sam back to Glenfinn, what a moment that was.
It was a special day, you know. I got one of the best 2 moments of the week was going to my national school in Sabourne, National School out in Church Hill on the Wednesday morning, and taking Sam McGuire into Glenfinn Thursday. It was just unbelievable, you know. It was an emotional day for everyone, so it was, but it was something you'll never forget.
Yeah, and an emotional night tonight, an All-Star along with 7 of your colleagues.
Yeah, that's it, you know, to share it with 7 other players and the rest of the panel, you know, for without the players in the panel, you know, the 7 or 8 of us that are here tonight, you know, wouldn't be here without the help of 30 other players in the management and backroom team.
Great year, Frank. Well done.
Thanks very much, Charlie. Thank you.